AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Drivers stuck in rush hour traffic had to abandon their cars and trucks and run to safety as a fast-moving wildfire roared across I-15 near Los Angeles yesterday evening. San Bernardino Fire Department spokesman Greg Kieran says a car carrier loaded with classic cars burned in the blaze.
I saw probably an early 60s Jaguar that's got to be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that makes the car collector in me cry. But at the end of the day, it's the tractor that was hauling the car trailer that we're worried about with all the hydraulic fluids and probably 160 gallons of diesel fuel.
No one was hurt. The four Marines killed in Thursday's shootings in Chattanooga were remembered at a prayer vigil in the city, Mayor Andy Burke praising their service.
They were extraordinary people who volunteered to fight for our freedom.
A confusing picture emerging about the suspected gunman. Friends and classmates say Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz was just an ordinary guy in high school and college. Investigators say somewhere along the way, the young man who had been born in Kuwait had changed. FBI agent Ed Reinhold says they know he visited Jordan last year.
We are exploring all travel that he has done, and we have asked our intelligence partners throughout the world to provide us with any information they may have concerning his travel and or activities.
The Islamic State group claiming responsibility for a truck bombing that killed 86 people, many of them women and children, in a crowded marketplace in a town in eastern Iraq. Close to 90 other people were injured in the bombing amid the throng gathered to mark the end of the holy month, Ramadan. The winner so far of the British Open? The weather. Rain, cold, and blustery wind kept 39 players, including co-leader Dustin Johnson and the winner of the last two majors, Jordan Spieth, from finishing their second rounds when they went back on the course this morning. High wind stopped play just a half hour later. This is AP Radio News. Five Democrats running for the party's 2016 presidential nomination talked with fellow party members at a fundraiser in Iowa yesterday. Hillary Rodham Clinton focused her attention on Republican candidates with a glance back to the 1980s and so-called trickle-down economics.
We have to choose whether we're going to return to the failed top-down policies that wrecked our economy before or move forward to chart a stronger, fairer and more prosperous future.
Clinton's closest rival, Bernie Sanders, also avoided his main competitor to decry income inequality in what he says is the wealthiest country in the world.
Most Americans don't know that because almost all of the wealth rests in the hands of the few.
Others at the event, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, and former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.